welcome to the Sunshine Sound Podcast with your host, Christine Mathias.
Because it's the sound. Like, the sound is, like, where it really is. And, like, if you hear the sound, then it's you can just follow the sound. Like, you don't have to try to, like, play something if you hear the sound of it. Like, it already has a sound that it has. And you can either, like, override that or try to, or you can just, like, let that sound kind of flow.
Hello, and welcome to episode number 18 of the Sunshine Sound Podcast. In this one, I interviewed Christian and Hrani of the San Diego band Aquarium. They are a local band. They're kind of surf rock, but they have some other influences. And they started off as a solo project of Christian's. He later brought on other musicians to flesh out the sounds. And that's kind of fitting for this interview, as Hrani, Aquarium's guitar player, he's joins us about halfway through the interview. So we chat about a lot of fun stuff here, like how the project got started in Virginia, where Christian moved from. It's funny enough, he's actually the second podcast guest to have moved here from Virginia not too long ago. And so the band really started out with just Christian. He had a Casio keyboard and garage bands, and he was able to put together these really cool sounds. So it just goes to show you how creative you can be, even when you have kind of limited tools. So he talks about his move to San Diego, what it's like to bring on new musicians to your project and kind of lose some control over it, but also all that you can gain from bringing in new musicians. He also talks about how he was able to book shows in San Diego pretty quickly, and he has some really good tips for how he was able to do that. We talk about other fun stuff like Viking horns and other neat instruments, and of course, we'll get a chance to listen to a few of his recordings. They have this really cool lo-fi sound, which I personally really enjoy, so I love these tracks. So I hope you enjoy. Okay, so today in the studio, I have Christian from Aquarium. Thanks for being here. We might have another one of your bandmates join us in a little bit. But for now, I'm glad you're here. I'd love to hear more about Aquarium. Like, how do you describe the project?
So it's a project that I started probably about 5 years ago. And I was living in Richmond, Virginia, and I was playing music with a couple friends, and we all kind of had different genres that we liked and that we were playing in other bands. So I kind of just started doing like a solo project, but I didn't want to like call it my name. So I kind of just decided to call it Aquarium, and I've just been writing songs since then and finding groups of people to play with.
Very cool. And so like what, like if you had to describe like the genre of the music, like I'm always interested to hear how people describe their own music.
I think the genre, I think like the, from what a lot of people have heard of it so far, they would say that it's like surf music. And I think that that's definitely, I was drawing a lot of inspiration for, the music that's recorded right now and like that's public, but I don't think that's necessarily where I would have classified it if I was going to explain it to somebody necessarily, but that's sort of what I hear like about it. So but I think it's kind of just for me like I just try to draw from as many different types of music and then take like a little piece of each one that I like and then sort of try to like respect it and make like a collaboration of different ones together.
And so when you first started just making music on your own, like what did you start off on? Did you start out like just your guitar or what did that look like?
I think the very first recordings that I ever made, I had the keyboard on my computer was playing the notes. And then I would just use the built-in microphone to
like a computer keyboard.
Yeah, like computer keyboard. Yeah, like on the Mac. Like, and then I would just sing through the microphone with my headphones on and try to put like a reverb or something on it to make it sound like really like spacey or like sound like water or something like that.
Oh, wow. That's a really interesting way to go about it. And was that using GarageBand, were you saying?
Yeah, that's pretty much the only program I really know how to use besides like an old Tascam.
Sure.
That my friend used a long time ago.
Cool. I love it. You just, you know, it shows your creativity to just work with what you got. So how does it work to make music from from a computer keyboard? Like, is it just like different letters are assigned to different notes?
They lay it out like, instead of going like A, B, C, it's just whatever the middle keys are on the keyboard.
Okay.
And then they assign the minor keys. It's just like a piano keyboard.
Okay,
they
so lay then out like the that. Black keys are like the next row up on the keyboard. Oh, interesting.
It forced it to be really simple because you can only hold down like four notes at a time because the keyboard's so small. Like you have like from C to C or something like that.
Right.
So it's like you have one octave to work with.
Right, so, yeah, that would be pretty small, yeah. Yeah,
it forced the music to be very, like, it was always the simplest form at that time because I couldn't like expand and do other octaves or try to play like a melody or something. It was like just like the bass line, I guess, to whatever the song would become later.
Sure, yeah.
So,
and so how did you get started with music? Did you previously play other instruments growing up, or what was that like?
I played piano as a kid. My brother played piano and he was really good and like kind of made me not want to play piano anymore because he was like too good. And then so then I asked for a guitar and then I got an acoustic guitar, but I wasn't interested in it because I had an instructor that we just played scales and I didn't like that.
Yeah.
And then my dad bought me an electric guitar, and within like a week of me getting electric guitar, I saw the TV was on VH1 for some reason, and it was like an Iron Maiden song came on, and I was like, whoa, okay, like this is what I'm gonna do now. This is like how it's gonna be. So
nice. So did you start playing in bands or anything when you were a kid?
Yeah, but just like for fun. Like we maybe played like a gig like with like people from our school there. Like,
yeah, sure.
In like maybe like middle school or something.
Nice.
But not until college did I really like pick it up again.
Yeah. And so what did you do in college?
So I met this kid named Patrick who lived like in a dorm that I was going to school at, like this film school in Virginia. And we started just playing like show, like open mic, like shows. And then I met another guy who actually went to my high school, but I didn't really know him that well. And his name's Timmy. And he plays like music out in Richmond now. And we like recorded a bunch together. So just like, you know, random, like, he didn't do like really any electronic stuff at all. He would did everything like acoustic guitars or like, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like, I got to do two different styles of music at the same time for the first real bands that I was in. And then I thought that was cool to like be able to do both.
Yeah. So like, what were the styles of music?
Well, this one guy was like obsessed with Dave Matthews. That's yeah. Patrick. And like, he was like, he could play like guitar really well. And he was like really good live. And he like had a lot of energy and was like really upbeat. And like people liked to watch him play and hear him play. And then Timmy was more of, at that time, his band's really great now, but at that time he was more like, we would play at his house and just kind of like, you know, make Beatles experimental, like psychedelic music, like
cool,
that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So like, how were you like what was like the instrumentation for that kind of like weird Beatles music?
Just like old Casio keyboards and like a kazoo, like weird drums, like a didgeridoo.
Fun.
Weird, like just like anything, just
yeah,
like get high and just like
right,
like play something weird.
Did you record any of it?
Yeah, a lot of it. Yeah, we have like a good amount of recordings actually that we're just like, we're like, the world can never like hear these. So
that's fun though. It's kind of like those are two complementary sides of music, because you have kind of the more like with like the, what was the like the Dave Matthews guy, what was his name?
Patrick.
Yeah. So were you like actually learning like chords and songs?
Yeah, he was
and
like
stuff.
Super
yeah.
Like he would be like, dude, all you have to do is pretend like you know, and then like if you do that enough, like people will think you're sick at guitar.
That's good advice.
Yeah. And I'd like, it's funny because like I don't like fully believe that, because like you can still suck and like sometimes I kind of suck, but like at the same time, like, I don't know. I think there's a little bit of truth to it. Like when you're playing a live show and you mess up, if you just keep on going and just like, just whatever, it's probably not even going to get noticed at all.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe like one technical guy will hear it or something like that. Like,
probably not.
I don't know. That's like,
yeah, those mistakes are so much bigger in your head than the audience will never, ever know for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I agree.
So did you and Patrick play shows out together?
Yeah. We played at this one. It was like a... So Virginia is like... It's like a little more like country, I guess. It's like as if you live... Or like where we were at least, like in Richmond. And then there's like the West End. And then there's another part of like the country. So we were like right on the border of like where the country and the suburbs were. So it was kind of like an interesting like place. Mm-hmm. And it was more just like a beer drinking... like Lynyrd Skynyrd cover band crowd.
Sure, yeah.
And so like the first couple times we played there, it was like very strange. And then people actually who, cause people would go there like every week. And then after like a month or two, people would look forward to hearing our music. And instead of playing like one cover song, they'd be like, oh, why don't you guys play like four or five songs? And then a couple, like one guy would jump on drums randomly, who was like the guy who was like the home drummer or whatever. And then,
just like the drummer, like for that
the house drummer. Yeah. Like, wow. Like, I don't know if that's like, if he really was, but he like would just like hop up on stage and like, we would just like play like some, like we would just jam.
Like a kit on stage.
Yeah, yeah. We would just like jam and like have a really good time. Just get really drunk. And like, just like, I don't know. Like it was super fun.
That's so funny. I had a guest on a few weeks ago. She recently moved here from Virginia, and it sounds like a similar place where you came from. That's funny. Yeah, what school was it that you were at?
I was at VCU.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, Virginia Commonwealth University.
Nice. And then how long did you stay in Virginia? Did you stay there after college?
No, I moved out here. I went there for 1 year, and then I decided to move out here because I wanted just like a change of pace. I lived in Virginia my whole life, so I wanted to like see California, and all the surf movies I watched growing up was like, it was always in California, San Clemente and stuff. So I was like, okay, I want to go see what this is about.
Yeah.
And then all these bands were from out here, like that I liked growing up, like the Doors and stuff. And I just wanted to see like what it was really about. So did
you like visit first, or did you just like go for it and move out here?
I visited once for a week with my family, and I thought it was cool. And then I went to this school and then talked to the art teacher there and went to that school. He put in a good word for me.
Nice.
And then I pretty much finished school there.
What school was that?
Point Loma, Nazarene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Went there for 3 years, and then just have been out here since then.
Cool. And so, were you playing music at that time?
Yeah, all throughout. That was like, I guess that was like another reason why I felt like, for some reason, I had this weird thought in my head, which I don't have anymore, but it was that I had to be out here in order for my band to be legitimate or something like that, which was like a weird, but it was like, I didn't have a band though.
Mm.
I was like, oh, I'll go out there and I'll like make it happen there.
Yeah.
And then I ended up actually pulling this guy that I played drums with my whole life, Jason, out here to like play a bunch of shows with me, which is like funny because it's like, I could have just stayed there and done it, but like, I don't know, I felt like I had to go out here to like do it. But
sure. Yeah. And, so when you were in college, is that like when you started Aquarium, or is that later?
Yeah. I mean, so that first year in Virginia, that's when I was starting to work on songs by myself, separate from the two guys that I was playing with.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just figured I'll just carry it on, and just keep on doing that. And I kind of tried to do like a couple other projects like under my name, or like under like another name, or another like couple other things, but it didn't really like flesh out. And then I just like figured I'll just stick with this for now. And then like if someone else has a cool band and they're like, yo, we need like a bass player or something, then I would hop in there and like try to do that too. But that hasn't really happened. So.
Sure. So you also play bass?
I mean, I record all the instruments.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
then just cool. Like... usually teach the part to someone that plays the instrument better, and then they'll like be like, okay, I get what you're doing here, and then they'll like make it way better.
Nice.
And I'm like, cool, like that's right. Nice. that was the point.
Yeah. So, when did you start? Like, have you always had like other people involved in the project, or has that been like a more recent thing?
I think for like performing, yeah, I have pretty much. I've done like maybe like a couple shows since I've been out here, like solo, but they didn't. I don't have like I don't have like computers and stuff to make the music like really work.
Right.
It's been easier to find people to play those parts. But then when I write, I just kind of isolate myself when I write because I want to, for Aquarium, I want to figure out like what I'm really thinking. Mm. And like what's influencing me, and then try to be honest about that.
Yeah, that makes
sense. So it's kind of like, so I try to write primarily by myself, and then sometimes like I'll make jams with people and stuff too, and then that'll actually turn into a song. Mm. So that's another way that I write too.
Sure, but it sounds like most of the actual creating you like to do solo.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's like that's like how I wanted to gear the project.
Sure. Yeah.
So.
And then, so like, if like you were offered a gig like next week, like, do you have like a group of musicians that you play with now? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, do you have like a regular, like, is Aquarium like a regular like a stable group now?
I have like, so like I've got a couple, like the guitar player that's might come is he's like pretty much always gonna play. There's a guy that plays bass. Who's like always down, who that's like Jed, who got us involved. And then, let's see, like there's one guy that plays drums that's like hit or miss, but like if he can't play, I'll play drums.
Okay.
And just sing and like we'll make it work.
Sure. But and if he is on drums, are you just singing then, or
singing, or sometimes I'll play guitar, keyboard. I don't know. It just depends like on what songs, like we're like, oh, like let's try this song, you know?
Yeah.
And then we'll do that.
Yeah, cool. And so what kind of shows have you played in San Diego? Like
what places?
Yeah, what places?
Bar Pink. Soda Bar, Marrow, Tower Bar.
Cool. All the standard places.
Cool. Irenic, Space Bar. I don't know if it's the space bar anymore. Is it the space bar? It's still the space bar.
Yeah.
And then whatever it was before that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Irenic, yeah.
Oh, cool. Cool. Yeah. So you're getting out, getting to the various venues. Like, was it hard, like, coming in when you're coming in as a new musician, as an outsider to book gigs?
No.
Oh, that's awesome.
Not really. I just, like, I figured out who books the shows. And then I just went and met them.
Like in person?
Yeah, I would just literally just walk up to them and be like, oh, like the bartender said that you book shows here. You know, like when's a good time? Or like how far in advance are you booking them and stuff like that? And like kind of just like would say, oh, I'm in a band. Like we really want to play here. This is a really cool bar. And then that was like pretty much. Or they'd give me the email to them. And then I would just say the same thing basically.
Sure. I think that's a good tip to actually meet them in person, though.
Yeah. I recommend that to any band. Yeah. Yes, for sure. Like, don't send emails, really, unless you have to.
Hmm.
It's always better just to, like, put a name with a face and, and like, because I think, like, another thing, like, a lot of people, like, think about when they're booking shows is that it's, like, somebody behind, like, a curtain or something. And it's, like, it's just, like, a person. Yeah. And, like, you know, if you're, like, a musician and stuff, they're going to be into it probably, so...
Right.
Like you automatically have that like going for you, and you're going to get booked a lot probably that way.
Yeah. No, that's a really
seems
good
like
tip.
The tactic.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's like how I like would want to, I don't know.
Yeah. No, it makes total sense. You think of it from the booking point of view, just like, I think they want to make connections.
Yeah. And they want to make money too. So
yeah, that's too.
You're like, it's like, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And if you're there, you're showing that you're familiar with the space and you know what they're doing and you're into it. So, yeah, definitely a good tip.
Mm.
Yeah. So let's take a quick break and listen to one of the tracks he sent me. He sent me some really cool music. So, let's listen to Same Difference. This is a cool one. All right, we'll be right back.
play the game. It's just a game, as deep as melody. Played for keeps, I can't remember it. Rolled up my sleeve, I am perfect. It seems to me that we are so close to it. Yeah, it seems to me that we're all pretty much the same. Too thirsty. Yeah, it seems to me that we're all so close to it. Yeah, it seems to me that we're all pretty much the same.
It's a really cool track. Do you want to tell me about it? Do you remember it? Because we didn't actually listen to it. I know it definitely had like we were talking about before, like all your the music that you sent me has that kind of lo-fi sound, which is really cool. Yeah. Do you remember what it was like to record that one?
Recording, same difference. I have a audio interface, and I direct recorded the guitar first, and that's kind of where that song started.
So when you say direct recorded,
I played the guitar through the audio interface, and I didn't run it through like a mic and an amp. I just did
straight into GarageBand.
Yeah, whatever the built-in preamp is or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
I just used that, and then I just selected, like, I basically, it's like as if you had like a amp where you have like pre-made settings on it, mm-hmm. and I just picked like Surf mm-hmm. amp or something like whatever the GarageBand preset is for that. And cool. Then I took the vibrato off because it's like a little much.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you recorded that? How long ago that was?
I think about a year ago.
Okay. Yeah. So it's fairly recent I didn't ask you this. Like how long ago was it like that you first started with Aquarium? Like how long have you been doing this project?
I've been putting songs out on Bandcamp and SoundCloud for I think 5 years.
Okay, yeah.
And then last year I bought the Spotify, I paid the money to do that.
Cool.
Which is like,
I know, it's kind of like, you have to pay money to put your music out there.
It's awesome, it's so cool.
But it's awesome just to see it up there. Yeah.
Like, all right.
So you recorded that a year ago. Mm-hmm. And then do you remember how you did the vocals on that?
The vocals, I just have a Shure mic. Sure, SM58. And then I ran it through a reverb pedal and a overdrive pedal.
Oh, cool.
And did it like that. And then I also like double vocals a lot. Like sometimes I'll just literally duplicate the track and put it on top of each other and do reverb on one. Or I'll sing one and sing it again so that it's like, I always heard that John Lennon did that, and Kurt Cobain also did that.
I did that too.
Yeah, so I just like...
It's a good effect.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, I think that's a good idea. And then also, sometimes like I would do like a couple backing vocals in it.
Yeah, cool. And then the drums, is it like a drum machine or like drums through GarageBand or are those live drums?
Those were... a preset on a keyboard that I have, like a Casio. My friend gave me a Casio keyboard.
Yeah.
He got it for free or something, and I was like, dude, I love this thing. And he was like, I don't use it. You can have it.
Nice.
I was like, okay.
So how did you just like put a microphone up to the keyboard?
Well, you can do like auxiliary to quarter inch to audio interface.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of like, I don't know if you should really do it, but it works. So
sure.
I did that.
And then so you must have like started with that drum track then. Is that how that worked?
Yeah. I recorded the drum track first before anything else. And that was just like, I just would make it like, I think I must have decided how long I wanted the song to be beforehand.
Yeah.
So I'd say like, oh, let's do 3 minutes or let's do 2 minutes and 20 or something.
Right.
Because that's kind of like the sweet spot for like the surf songs, I think. It's like 2 minutes and 20 to 40.
Oh, interesting. Because you give some thought to the actual length of the song.
Yeah, because I think it's like, I don't think like, for like a surf song that's like really not like orchestral or anything like that, like I don't think there's much more to it than just like get the feeling there, put some lyrics in there that like are sort of like relaying the same as like how you feel about the instruments or as best as you can.
Sure.
And then kind of just like end it and then go into the next one.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
So, and because like I think I'm like really, when I listen to music, that's like about as much as I can do.
Yeah.
Because I just can't like keep on listening to it for too long unless it's like Led Zeppelin or something. But it keeps on changing. So I keep on like forgetting that I'm listening to the same song. But otherwise, I just like, I'm too 80. Like I just can't focus on it.
Yeah. So like when you perform the songs, a song like that live, do you also keep it really short? Do you have any like vamping and soloing or?
I can't like control that usually. Like whoever's like in the group is going to just like, it's like, oh, we're soloing. Okay, cool. Like sick. Like let's do it, you know? And then it's just like, we're going and then we're just groove. But like, I'll usually say like, let's do it quick, let's get through it. And then it never happens. But it like, it's cool like that. It works that way. And I think that's one of the best things about being able to work with other people is that it's like spontaneous. And I think that's like the highlight of doing it that way.
Sure. So it sounds like you're able to kind of give up a little bit of control of your music when you bring other people in.
I don't think I like allow it to happen. I just like it happens and then I'm like, okay, like I get to respond now, and my response is to like be in a good mood.
Yeah, that's always a good idea.
Yeah, that's, you know, so, and that's like, that's life.
Yeah. So. yeah absolutely. And so did you say that you ever perform live with that Casio keyboard for the to get the drum tracks? Awesome.
It didn't go well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, why it's not? Better just to do, like, I think it's better just to have, like, a real drummer all the time, like, live, for me, like, only for me.
But yeah, I think that makes sense for the sound that you're going for.
I really like it, like, I want it to work live, but it just, like, the computer is, like, way better at doing its thing than I am. So like it stays constant and then I get off somewhere because I'm like a human being.
Yeah.
So it beats me.
Like, damn computers.
In front of everybody.
Right. So. Yeah, no, that's interesting. I have the same problem. I play with loops and things plus live instruments, and it's funny how, yeah, the computers really show all your flaws. So I think it can be really helpful to have a live drummer for sure. Yeah. So do you think at this point you'd be interested in bringing on any more instruments or musicians?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're just kind of like the starting point, but it can grow from here. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've recorded like so many different types of music by myself that I'm just like, cause like I try to just like write things now, or like the next thing that I'm going to do is just like a couple songs that are like just things that I like, and I haven't really released any of them yet because I'm just thinking, I'm trying to figure out, like, it's like, do I really just like these and I should just keep them and just listen to them, or should I publicize them? So I'm kind of like in between about that, but that's kind of like where the writing is happening now. So sometimes it's a lot of instruments,
mm-hmm.
not just like a guitar, bass, keyboard, drums, singing. It'll be like, oh, like what I like, what I like, what a saxophone sound like, mm-hmm. or like what would, I don't know. Like, I think hip hop does a good job of that a lot of times.
Yeah, for sure.
And I like that.
Yeah. And if you brought in other instruments, like, do you actually write out all of those parts, or would you just like bring in a saxophone player and be like, what can you do with this?
Yeah, I think I would like record like something like through like a MIDI keyboard, because I can't really play them all. Mm-hmm. So I would like write it for them to hear it. And then I'd be like, yeah, I don't really know. Because like, I think each instrument too kind of has its way of playing. And then there's like a type of player that like plays that instrument. So like they can do it in a way that's like, if you're used to playing saxophone, your mind is going to be thinking about music in a different way than mm-hmm. like if you're someone that usually sings or plays guitar. So I think like bringing in someone that actually does it is like going to really get the point across better. And I would like, that's what I would want. Cause I think it'd be better if I just kind of like just made the song go like how it's supposed to go.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. I do think that, depending on the instrument you're playing, it gives you a different perspective on the music. And mm-hmm. so as someone who plays different instruments, do you feel like when you go from one instrument to the next, like you get a different perspective on the song, or you play it differently?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, it's literally like, I think every time I pick up a different guitar, I play a different song.
Hmm.
You know, because it's like, even if it's this, even if it's like a Strat and a Strat, it's like, this one's white. So it's like, whoa, like that's a white horse, you know, like, or like, I don't know. So it's like,
yeah, it just sparks something in your brain.
Mm-hmm. Right? Cause yeah. It's the sound, like the sound mm-hmm. is like where it really is. And like, if you hear the sound, then it's, you can just follow the sound. Like you don't have to try to like play something if you hear the sound of it.
Yeah.
Like it already has a sound that it has, and you can either like override that or try to, or you can just like let that sound kind of flow.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like a pretty like intuitive kind of way of approaching music.
Yeah, I don't like writing it out that much because it doesn't make it fun for me anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, it seems like a job.
Right. Yeah, I get that. Do you have like an instrument that you prefer playing?
I really like keyboards a lot.
Yeah,
which I is do like too. Yeah, they're like they're just super cool. They can do pretty much everything. But I like strings too, like mm-hmm. any type of strings. I think they sound really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like I really like zither.
Mm.
It's oh man, I don't want to be wrong. Like, it's an instrument that it's like a tabletop string instrument.
Yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
And it sounds.
Do you have one?
I don't have one, but like I love listening to them. Like it's like my favorite. And then there's this Viking instrument that I love. It's like a didgeridoo, but it's made of like bronze and it's huge.
Whoa.
And it makes the sound of like the mountains. Like it's crazy.
Whoa. Where did you stumble upon that instrument?
On the computer.
But it's
like,
so cool.
Yeah, but like I love those things. They're sweet.
Wow. I don't even know.
It's like a battle like is happening, and then like people are like, whoa, up in the hills like playing it to scare the enemies or something. Like, it's freaking
is
crazy.
It really? So it's gotta be like tremendously loud then, right?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Definitely.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah, like I don't even know. Like I typed in like Viking like horn or like I don't know, something like weird like that.
That's funny. Cool. Let's take another break and listen to another one of your tracks. Let's take a listen to Wand. This is a cool one. Okay, and we're back. And now we have Ronnie. Ronnie, thanks for being here.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
So you are the guitar player with Aquarium, is that right?
Yeah, I'd often play guitar and like sing sometimes.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how do you guys know each other?
School.
At the Point Loma, right?
Yeah.
Cool. And so how long have you been playing together then?
Like 4 years, yeah.
Nice.
It was actually my freshman year roommate. He just like met Christian and some of his other friends, and he came back one day and was like, "Hey, you got to meet this guy. He like plays music and surfs." So
nice. Yeah. That's a good description of you, what you do.
Maybe.
yeah. So we just listened to Wand. That was a really cool track. Did you play on that track, or is that all you on that one?
Yeah, I think I recorded that like right when I got to that school.
Okay.
Like,
yeah. Is that one that now that you guys play out live?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty much every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's another one. Like, it's a really cool kind of lo-fi sound to it. Are you able to like capture that kind of lo-fi sound at all live, or is your live sound just completely different?
I feel like a lo-fi sound would be probably just using lower quality instruments or amplifiers. So,
sure.
I mean, yeah. I'm sure in our past we've had less quality things.
Right. Yeah. I guess it's more of a recording thing than a live performance thing. Unless, I don't know. I mean, I think like if you had like a bullet mic or something for the vocals.
Or turn up the delay on the vocals.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd be interested to see you guys live, because I feel like it's probably a different kind of energy and everything.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like faster, usually. Mm-hmm. Faster pace and more drawn out.
Mm. Yeah. Like you were talking about, like you like to have like these 2 to 3 minute songs when you record, but not so much when you play live a little bit longer.
Yeah, I think we just like we start like having enough beers where we're like we're just kind of like, I don't know, Jude starts like acting crazy, and then we're all just like start like really jamming.
Yeah, a 3 minute song can go to like a 10 minute song pretty easy.
Yeah, and I think lots on the drummer, especially if you have a live drummer. If you're playing to a Casio keyboard, not so much.
Yeah, and Jude's like really, like his energy is like really present. like wherever he is, like,
yeah.
So it's like it adds a lot to the like the overall like feeling of everything.
Sure. Yeah.
When I met him, like, he was playing in this band that was like super crazy. Like not even like I don't.
Like we won't even mention the name. It's that crazy.
Yeah, like it literally is like.
Like crazy how?
It's like underground, underground.
Like, was it like noise rock or like
no,
what?
Like kind of. Like rap.
There's often kinda? Like masks worn or like also yeah like there's an element of rap.
Okay.
Yelling rap.
But not like mean though, but like.
The music's good though. Like,
yeah, it's really good.
They actually plan it out and they have good, like, the guitarist is great and like.
It's like a Shakespeare play.
Yeah. They'll have like a guitar and stuff and they'll just like get in the crowd and slide on their knees and like stuff like that.
This sounds amazing. Yeah. What? Does this still exist?
It's kind of
sometimes.
Like they admit that it's kind of like a mock band. Okay. Like they would go for a certain song that they've heard a different band do and then just do like a kind of version of that but like really have fun with it.
Okay.
So.
Gotcha.
They don't actively like try to write new stuff, I think. They're kind of just like pulled out for some party or something.
Wow. Dude, and so that's your drummer. Yeah. Is that how you met him? Through seeing that act?
Pretty much. That's when I really met him.
And then you're like, I like this I'd guy met in my him, band?
Like, once I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, there's like way more to you than I realized.
Very cool. Yeah. Do you guys have any shows coming up?
No, not planned right this second. I've been...
Gotcha.
Like, the Soda Bar kind of like teased me and they were like, hey, we have a show. Do you want to play it? And then they were like, just kidding. We don't. And I was like, oh, sick. But, I don't know. I've been actually emailing 7 Grand.
What's 7 Grand?
It's like a whiskey bar in North Park.
North Park.
Okay.
It's right next to Queen Bee's. And
yeah. Do they have music there?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they do.
And it's like usually like jazz or something like that.
Huh.
And I was thinking, I was like, it would be cool to, like, play our music and then kind of do, like, a jazz jam. Like, kind of like... Because I think they're just like, oh, yeah, I play for, like, 2 hours. I don't think it's, like, a set. It's just, like... They're just like, oh, yeah, play for 2 hours. We'll pay you, like, $500 or whatever. Something.
Really? Do they really pay that much?
No, I'm just... Like, I'm, just saying, like, I'm just, like, saying, like...
It's not even in dollars. It's in Bitcoin.
Like, 500 Bitcoin? Yeah, you get
500
lot.
Bags of sand at the end of the night.
Or just like 2 cocktails, same value.
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you guys like gone on any tours or anything? Mm-hmm. Yeah, where have you guys gone?
We went on a really fun trip last year with a whole different group of people, actually. Mm-hmm. To like just like across, like we went up the coast and then over through Reno and then all the way to the East Coast and then down to like
Reno to the East Coast, that's a jump.
Yeah, like we play like Colorado and
we stopped in Chicago but only for 30 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't,
it's a quick set.
Yeah,
but we were in Colorado for like 3 days.
Yeah, it was okay. Fun.
Were you, and you were like playing shows along the way?
Yeah, we played like a house show there. And then we played like a car show in Vail. Aliens.
Oh yeah, that was cool. We also played like an impromptu set by the river and there was like motorcyclists coming by and like stopping and listening and leaving.
Oh wow.
And then we just had the drums and the Casio keyboard and
nice. Cool. And how, so how did you get those, like how did you set up those shows?
Well, we just decided to go places where we knew people because it was like that seemed like the only way to do it.
Yeah.
Lots of emails.
Yeah, sure. Lots of emails. Lots of no's.
Lots of no's, yeah.
Like 6 months of no's.
It's nice to at least hear something back. Most of the time, you just don't hear anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, were you like staying with friends along the way too?
Yeah, we didn't pay for a single hotel.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No way.
We only slept on the ground like half the time.
That's not bad. And yeah, so who was in the band at that time when you were touring? Was it just the two of you, or was it?
Well,
Valby was with us.
Yeah, Valby, Joe, Jason.
They were. That's okay. There's a lot of you.
So yeah, Joe Spelty. He's like he went to school with us as well, but he played the drums on the East Coast. The West Coast. Yeah.
He was just like San Diego. They weren't all with you Huntington. All the time. I mm-hmm. see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah. Jason lives in Virginia Beach, where Christian's from, so he just met us in New York and played like Philadelphia, Virginia.
Gotcha. So you were able to like go back home to go back to play some of those venues. That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It was really cool.
Nice.
Something that I wanted to do. That was like the first time that I played anywhere where I grew up, which was like pretty like felt good for me.
Yeah, totally. Nice. And are you guys working on recording any new stuff now?
Mm-hmm.
And because it sounds like in the past you've mostly done like all the instrumentation and everything. So now are you having other people play in the recordings?
Yeah, we have an EP coming out that has you, Jed, and
Jude and Balbi.
Jude and Balbi all on.
Okay, cool.
And then also, so that EP is like kind of pretty much done, just like fine tuning it a little bit, and then also like another album that's like in the future, like coming up pretty soon.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And so where did you record that EP?
In a garage, and then also
at your house.
Yeah, at my house. Yeah.
Okay. Is that like with a full drum kit?
Mm-hmm. Okay. In my house. Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy. It was like the room is smaller than this.
Oh yeah. How did that go?
Well, we hung like a mic from one of the lights on a fan. That would be in the middle of the room. Yeah. And that was like our overhead mic.
Nice.
For the drum set.
Did you do like a live recording or was it like drums first?
Okay. It was live, yeah. Nice. It worked out. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was like two instrumentalists at a time.
Yeah. We came up with some great bass lines that night when we recorded those songs. Like seriously, like the song was like a couple of the songs were we recorded them originally like a few years ago. And they were really good. And we were like, these are like perfect, but the instruments were like at certain times, maybe the drums would get really loud or like the guitar would fall out. And we'd be like, we're not able to publicize them. Mm. And then we recorded them again, like planning on recording them, but they were like missing something. Cause there was like something that we had at the beginning that we didn't have that time. And then when Jed came and Jude came that night, we got like all of a sudden, like Jed just started playing bass lines that were like, it like totally like refreshed the whole sound of it again. Mm. So it was just like, we were like, oh yeah, that was the feeling that we were like originally going for, but we like literally forgot about it, you know? And then it like that worked out pretty good.
Yeah. Is it kind of nice to like, as opposed to doing all the recordings by yourself before, to like be bringing in other people? Like, how's that process been different?
I think it's like quicker to do it that way. As far as, I mean, I think both are fine, really. Mm. You know, I think like I like to do it both ways.
Yeah, it's just different. Cool. So you guys are like all over the place now, like you're saying, like Spotify and SoundCloud and everything.
YouTube.
Cool. Where else can people find your music?
You still have a lot of stuff on Bandcamp too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like it's kind of weird. Like I haven't gone through and like really like made everything like exactly the same and overlapping. Like some recordings that are like really old that I kind of like have not updated are like on one or not the other, or like maybe I'll do like a little voiceover like at some point on like SoundCloud. But different platforms I think of in different ways. Like I think SoundCloud's kind of like a sketchbook to me. Like, and it's like kind of like it's like a public sketchbook that people can like see the sketches that you've done. And then I kind of think of Spotify as like, as more of like a, like if you're going to like make a CD and like give it out at your shows or like sell it at your shows, I kind of think of Spotify more in that way.
Yeah.
For some reason.
That makes sense. Because you can put like the complete package in SoundCloud. You can kind of release them one song at a time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think like SoundCloud's something where it's like, I think like people that want to listen to like the classic bands or like any popular band go to Spotify usually. I, or at least maybe I shouldn't say anybody else. that's what I do. And then, like, if I'm looking to hear somebody's track that's, like, they're like, oh, check this out. I want to hear your input. Then it's, like, on SoundCloud.
Sure, yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. For me.
Yeah, I think there's more... Yeah, like SoundCloud has more like kind of experimental and interesting things. You can like go down some rabbit holes in SoundCloud for sure.
Yeah, like I would feel comfortable like rapping on SoundCloud.
Right.
You know, but like not on Spotify.
There's not going to be any rap on your new album.
There might be. I don't know. Could happen.
Cool.
But probably not.
Yeah, so you guys on social media, I can find you guys. Where can people find you?
Instagram.
Yeah.
Aquarium Music.
Just one M, right? Like Aquarium.
So, yeah. Yeah, just one
music.
M.
Music.
Cool. That's cool you're able to get that.
Is it on Facebook?
Are you on Facebook?
I know there used to be a Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a Facebook page.
There is.
Yeah.
Are people still on Facebook? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's still up for discussion.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. Well, thanks for coming by the studio, guys. That was a lot of fun.
Definitely.
Well, thanks again for listening to the Sunshine Sound Podcast. If you are looking for older episodes, you can find us at sunshinesoundcenter.org. We are also on all the socials on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Please follow us on there for updates on the podcast, future guests, what we're up to with Sunshine Sound Center. And we also give you updates about all the musical happenings all over San Diego. If you have any questions with me, want to recommend any guests, maybe you want to come on the show, if you're a musician in San Diego, I'd love to talk to you. So you can reach me at Christine with a C at sunshinesoundcenter.org. And thank you to Tom the Bobcat for help with the audio engineering and for providing that sweet music. That's all I have for you today, but I'll talk to you again soon. Have a good one.